Blog Talk Radio.
Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you, my friend?
Oh, busy, 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 but it's good.
I bet you're glad to be back in your nice, cozy home, relaxing and enjoying the cats all week long.
Yes, but now I'm leaving for Massachusetts on Wednesday. Go see my family. Yep. We're having a big reunion.
That'll be fun. The family getting back together. So you will be going to Worcester. And
yes,
you'll be gone, what, a week?
About a week, a little less. But the good thing is that this is one of the vacations where I don't work. I just see family.
Yay!
Now, wait a minute, let me finish. My sister is born on my mother's birthday, okay, May 4th. So I called them up. What do you want for your birthday? So what does my sister say? A reading. But that's fun. We can
gotta
do that.
Love your sister. We can do that. We have the capability.
Well, my mom figures she's going to get one anyway, so I have to get her a gift, too. But it's all good.
Absolutely.
I love my family. They're just so marvelous. Anyway, so that should be fun. And then I get back here. Luckily, I don't have to travel much for a while because, you know, like you say, I love spending time in my abode and with my cats and in my community here in Roanoke. It's such a beautiful place here. Everything's flowering right now. It's spectacular.
It's spring, and spring has definitely sprung. We are definitely in the midst of April showers for most of the country.
Oh, yes. And we got rained out at the Earth Day Festival yesterday. Although they held it, there was not a lot of vendors that wanted to take it on, and there was not as many people come, but everybody that did show up had a wonderful time. I did not set up my booth. Instead, I passed out literature, and got in where it was dry.
There you go.
I just don't like getting my computer or my cards wet. You know what I'm saying?
No, that doesn't work really well.
No, they don't shuffle well and they're damp.
No, I don't know.
So how about you? What have you been up to?
Oh, just working along and getting ready to try and take my trek up north. So there's a lot of moving parts right now as far as getting things finalized and finished.
So the nomad in your soul has been reawakened.
Well, you know, it's that Gemini on the fourth house and having the two different homes with Jupiter and Sagittarius dead on your midhaven, you know, it makes you want to take those travels for your own greater benefit.
The only way to fly for you, babe.
Hey. Not the 10 years, it's a lifestyle.
Yes. Well, when I looked at the chart for tonight, we had quite a few energies, you know, that were in Earth already and all that, with the Taurus cycle coming on us. But the fire caught my attention. And I like these fire trines. They always make me so excited, even though we have some Earth trines too tonight. But I like the moon passing over Jupiter and Leo and forming that trine to Uranus. It's all about love of your inner child, the attitude of gratitude, the aha experience. I like it all.
And, you know, the other part about it, even though it's a square, that is squaring Mars. So it's giving everybody the push to say, I must take action. I must act upon this. And I like it so much because you know, that really brings out the Jupiter effect of it's for my greater benefit. You know, even though sometimes we get nervous about acting upon things, especially spontaneously, this is the actual time to do that. Because here again, once you take that step forward, you can start, you can actually watch the situation unfold as long as you make the right step. So I like this square with it as well.
I do too. And also Mars is forming a nice trine to Pluto, retrograde in Capricorn.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, there's like a lot going on in the chart tonight, but I love it. And as we had talked about last week, if you're listening and you're not sure you want to go on the air and talk about things to the public, and you'd like to get a discount on a reading with Jacqueline or myself, we're offering 20% off a half hour or an hour. If you know the code word, the password I'm about to give you, or go ahead, Jacqueline, why don't you give it tonight?
No, you go ahead. I always like to read you first.
Okay. Mercury, the planet of communication tonight, is sitting on a fixed star called Algol, which is considered to be the most evil star in the heavens. It is likened to the head of Medusa. And so it's very careful about what you say over the next 48 hours, because it can be your undoing. So if you know that the fixed star Algol was sitting on Mercury tonight and call us for a reading, gladly give you 20% off. You don't necessarily have to remember the meaning, but I think you will.
And here again, yes, with that darkness, and that's one of the things about it. I mean, it is our dark side. But without that darkness, we can't have light, because without knowing the darkness, you cannot know the light. And here again, sometimes we put ourselves in a position that we really must look at the hard side of it. And again here, be careful what you speak, but look at that hard side and really turn it to the direction of what we need to do to make it better. And that's what I like about that star, is because it tells you, okay, it can't go any further. Let's take it a different direction now and see what we can do to manifest it in the right way instead of in the wrong.
Exactly right. You know, it's always interesting to me because the fixed stars are so mired in history. And Algol has quite the reputation. But at the same time, we all know sacrifices sometimes need to be made in order to survive and create a new future. Because out of what we cast aside, we make room for new and beautiful things to come in. I rest my case.
Oh, good thing. That was a perfect way of saying it.
Well, we have a bunch of callers on here already. Is there anything else you
want
to add about the chart tonight, or are we good?
We're good. I'm sure along the way we'll add more.
Yes, you're right. Good evening, area code 828, you're on the air.
Hi, guys, it's Danielle.
Hey,
hi, Danielle.
How are you doing?
I'm all right, you guys?
If I was any better, I'd be twins.
Oh, I want a set of those.
That would be nice. That
I'll
would be
take
fun.
Those.
So how are things going in Asheville, North Carolina?
I'm all right. There's still health issues and stuff I'm dealing with.
And has it been more severe, or has it just been nagging you?
Nagging, I guess. I got stuff going on in my head. My head hurts all the time. I bought some powdered herbs, and I've been making my own capsules, filling my own capsules, and I bought some herbal teas and stuff and been making teas.
Where exactly is the pain generating from?
Everywhere, like in my head. There's deep pain in my head. And I get those other two fillings out on Tuesday.
Okay.
The heavy metals issue.
Right. Well, Aries rules the head, and I'm not really seeing a lot of afflictions to Uranus and Aries right now in your chart, or the South Node. The South Node is squaring your Venus in Cancer to a bit degree, so I have a feeling that, are you dehydrated, or are you holding too much fluid? Is there a fluid issue?
I probably need to, I'm trying to drink more water.
Okay.
It's kind of a loss of appetite and stuff, and...
Is there an emotional reason for that?
Probably.
You know I had to ask, right? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess if I'm psychologically and emotionally unbalanced, I'm going to be feeling bad and going to be hurting physically. Is that for me?
Well, and I'm going to say this, especially right now, we have transiting Pluto trining transiting Mars and Mercury, and that's sitting on top of your Chiron, okay? And I do believe that what that's doing is it's trying to get you to start redirecting yourself in a little bit better as far as a health regime is concerned. And what you have to look at, and I understand that the pressure is there. Again, you are so correct that, you know, this has a lot to do more with the psychological than the physiological, okay? And so here again, with that aspect, it's giving you the inclination, it's pushing you with the pain to say, okay, you need to push through this, start a better routine and work a better routine as far as how you're taking care of yourself psychologically, not only physically, but psychologically. Okay, the T's and everything else are good, but I think you need to start working on more affirmations or something like this to assist that as far as meditation or a physical routine of positive thinking to transform that.
Okay. And I did buy this substance to help detox me from the heavy metals. Do you see that? And it's like a rigorous kind of ordeal. I have to take it every 3 hours around the clock for 3 days straight, and then take like 3 or 4 days off. They're called rounds. Do you see me being able to do that, or is it causing me any problems with the substance that I have? Because I had to get it from China, actually.
Well, I just think that did you do all the research on it to make sure that it wasn't toxic to your body in other ways?
Yeah, I have. It's used for people that have mercury and like lead poisoning.
Okay.
And I bought a bunch. Like I said, I bought a bunch of herbs, and I'm trying to make all my meals to get ready for it, and some vitamin powders that I bought too.
Okay. Well, my impression, and I say this kindly, you're doing way too much at once. You have several very strong planets in Libra, and I know you want to eradicate this, but you may be doing just way too much at one time, rather than focusing on one issue at a time, and that might be why your head is hurting you. It might just be a little bit of an overload for the body. Now, the teas, are they all organic, natural, friendly to the body? Okay.
Yeah, I spent like a couple $100 on organic herbs from Mountain Rose Herbs.
Oh, and they're a great company. I love them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all well and good, but can you relax in the healing? You know, I mean, with this Mars and Taurus thing on your Chiron, I understand that you're kind of a warrior here. You really want to make it clear to the universe that you want your health back, and I so appreciate that. But at the same time, your body has to adjust to every change you put in it. You're a very small person. So what dosing for a normal person would not be dosing for Danielle.
Right.
You know, you weigh a lot less than most people, and most of these things have to be dosed by your body weight. Yeah, if you feel you're kind of like going into overkill, you're not sleeping right, you're getting headaches, you might want to just diminish it a little bit. You don't necessarily have to cut it in half, but really listen to your body each and every day, okay? With your Scorpio moon, you're very intuitive, so listen to your body. Say, well, you know, maybe I'm doing a little too much. Let me just back it off a bit. I want the benefit without the side effect. Like even when they give you traditional medications, it happens. Not one person is going to deal the same way with the medication. It depends on their metabolism, their body weight, their lifestyle. All of these things are factors, which is why doctors have to redose. Well, you, as an herbal practitioner, the same is true with what you're using. It's just not in such a nasty form. It's in a more body-friendly form, but still can be too much.
Okay.
So re-examine the dosing on it and see if you can find something, especially the thing you got from China about the dosing on it, because of your relative, you know, size and weight.
Yeah, because I got me a scale and everything to measure out milligrams and stuff for my vitamin powders and that stuff.
So how many milligrams do you weigh, Danielle?
Like
I'm just teasing you. I'm just teasing you. Go ahead.
I'm up to 130 now.
That's good. That sounds like a good weight for you.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you always look beautiful when I see you on Facebook, so what can I tell you?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I won't be here next week, but Jacqueline will be, so keep us posted, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, God bless.
Look.
Such a darling. A lot of people have gone to that because of heavy metal issues. It's pretty big on the internet when you research it.
Yeah, it's been, I've seen it for many, many years. And, you know, there is, you know, some people are more sensitive to it than others.
Oh, exactly, yeah. We're all different sentient beings, which is what astrology is all about.
Exactly. And, you know, and here again, like you said, even in the medical field, even though they have a certain norm or standard, it still has to do with the body mass, how susceptible a person is to drugs. I have dealt with a lot of people who are hypersensitive to drugs or chemicals. And it really makes a difference sometimes if you reduce or increase the dosage.
Exactly right. It's to find that balance where you're healing, but you're not going into overwhelm. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? Area code 415, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jessica. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, our pleasure.
Jessica.
How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm a little bit tired. I wanted to just kind of check in to see there's so much change happening, which I'm excited about, but also on I don't know what the word is, but I'm also I get kind of tired a lot during the week as well, like just going through everything.
There are a lot of moving parts. Now, you're July 16th, 1977?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you still live in New York?
Yes. I'm in New Jersey. I'm moving to New York.
Oh, so you're in the middle of a move. That's stressful right there. Okay.
Well, I'm trying, I'm interested what you see about that. I've been working up towards it. It hasn't confirmed just yet. So we're waiting for the finances to come in the right place and everything.
And Mars has not hit your Mars yet. It's coming close, but it hasn't hit it yet. So, of course, I understand you're waiting, but it's coming. It's coming very soon.
Is that when people normally move, when the Mars hits?
They take action. And yours, the sun will still be in your fourth house, the transiting sun. So, yes, it will hit that to make that happen, to where you have the inclination now, but in 2 weeks you will take the action to move. That's Mars against Mars is a physical action.
Well, the thing that keeps kind of that I play around with my head, which I try not to think or worry about it so much, is that when you move into New York City, you have to show so much financial information that I just don't have right now. So I keep on praying, like, please bring me these finances, this certain type of job that shows a certain amount of income. And so I keep on wondering, like, where is this going to come from? And I stress myself out a little bit because I'm like, well, should I be doing more to make it happen? But I don't know what else to do.
You look at it about 2 weeks, and you're probably either going to be in a situation where you have a roommate or you're in a place where there's other people living, okay, such as like a duplex, something like that. Because, see, Venus in Gemini is hitting your Jupiter at the same time that Jupiter's current Jupiter in the heavens above us, as we're having this conversation, is hitting your Saturn to relocate you, okay? And as Jacqueline pointed out, your Mars conjunction is about the same time. So you're looking at about a fortnight when it's all going to fall together. Okay, it's 2 weeks. So keep doing what you're doing. I think you're actually doing things exactly right, but I'd like to see you lose some of the anxiety in the process. Know that everything's working towards your greater good.
Right. I keep telling
myself.
Have
more confidence in the universe. Yeah, have more confidence in the universe is what I'm thinking. And also, to know that you're going to love it there.
Yeah, I definitely know that. I don't really like that you're saying that I'm going to possibly live with a roommate because I want to live by myself. I mean, it's going to be an apartment building with a lot of people, but I really want to have my own. What'd
you
say?
I have to say again that it's going to be a share space. It's going to be a situation, though, where I think it's going to be positive because Jupiter and Venus are the two benefits of the zodiac, and they're conjoined at the time you're making this change. So you're going to like your neighbors. You're going to like the people in your apartment house. You're going to, you know, appreciate that. But you are going to be sharing their space, and you are going to be seeing them coming in and out. So it's not like you're going to be isolated.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
This is
all right.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. I want. Yeah. Okay. So the other element of this is like, I feel so tired as far as like I've been living at my parents' place. It's going to be a year at the end of May now. And I just feel so kind of just tired of, like, dealing with them and having to answer to them and having them say things about my life and pressuring me to get out. So, I mean, what's going on with that astrologically? I mean, it just seems like it drags on.
You want to say something, Jacqueline, or do you want me to start?
You can go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, you have to realize that you don't define yourself the way your parents define you. And part of this is birthing an inner independence and understand that they have their take on things, and that's not yours. Understand that they are your mom and your dad, but they are not Jessica. See, what's happening is they probably don't want to lose you. So,
oh, they're trying to kick me out, actually. They have been since I got home.
I don't think they want to lose you emotionally.
Okay?
And and they're afraid that you're going to, you know, make a big mistake and all this stuff. And they're sending you all this energy because they have lost control.
Yeah,
because you are
right.
An independent spirit. Okay, but when we choose our independence, we have to kick through some traces. And I'm not saying it's comfortable or happy, but it's so. Now, if you look at your moon, which is usually mom, in your natal chart, you have squares to Uranus and you have squares to your Chiron, okay? So because of that, this can cause you to feel somewhat fatigued if there's a judgment coming from your mom. Now, there's two schools of thought in astrology. Some people say the sun is dad. Some people say Saturn's the dad. I usually feel it's a mixture. Now, your Saturn's not afflicted. So I feel most of this may be coming from your mom. And being a Cancer sun, the lunar energy is more powerful.
Mm.
Okay? know that this separation is essential. So, again, if you're feeling the push to move out and they're facilitating that, in a karmic way, they're serving you. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true.
Right. I've been looking at it like that. I think I've just been irritated that it's been such a long lesson. You know what I'm saying? It's been a year of dealing with this. So,
and I understand that Uranus in Scorpio, square your Mercury, with that, it feels like it's a very long time for this process to occur. But it also sets a stronger foundation. It gives you many times of success to really, because your mother, being your fourth house of the mother, is ruled by Taurus. She makes you have to take a stand for your personal values and beliefs and not have such an emotional approval level from her, okay? And I do agree with Aphrodite that this is the mother is more of the issue than the father, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Here again with that, what you have to do is be okay that they disagree with you, okay? Be okay that she has her way of thinking and you have yours. Because, again, here, with that square, the challenge is to really go to the depths of your soul and go, no, this is what's really right for me. And I can do this without listening to what she's telling me is the right thing to do. Does that make sense?
Right. So this should show in my chart, too, that this is coming to an end as well, since it's saying that, hey, I'm going to move in, like, say, the next 2 weeks or so, that I'm going to start taking action, more action?
Yes.
Am going to say about that is that this is a really empowering time, since you know you're getting ready to leave this particular situation, to really succeed and come through the success with it. Because if you are not well trained in it and you leave and you get your respite, your mother's going to come back and you're going to have to deal with this issue again. Okay, your mother's never going to live your life forever. And so, again, here, look at it as, if I go through this work, it's going to be so much easier once I'm out on my own.
Right. Well, I'm not planning on speaking to either of them once I leave. That's it. So, yeah, I mean, it needs to be finished.
Well, and she will carry your mother and your father throughout the rest of your life and your heart and soul, whether you speak to them or not.
Right.
Again, there's a success of knowing this is right for me and going with peace and harmony and letting them, they'll figure their stuff out later, okay? But going with peace and harmony with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think that, because here again, her intent is to teach you right from wrong. It's the same old theory years ago, well, if we spank them hard enough, they'll stop doing that. Well, that's not necessarily true. You're not teaching them anything by spanking them. All you're teaching them is if they fall out of line with what you want, that they're going to get hurt, okay? And it's the same concept that she's running on. This is something in her style that she understands, but may not be the right therapy or the right way of executing it. So it's not that she doesn't love you. She just doesn't know how to teach you right from wrong or learn that you're a different individual or soul and have to do things differently than what she wants you to do.
Yeah, I love how you explain that. Right. Okay.
Right. Well, thank you so much for calling and keep us posted,
yes.
Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right. God bless.
Bye-bye.
So, are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Our queue is completely full right now.
Well, let's get to the next one.
Good evening. Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite, it's Jay calling.
Hey, how are ya?
Good. I just say a quick thank you for the reading that I had on Tuesday. So I'm not looking for the reading today because I know what my stars are like right now. So thank you so much. It was a great reading. Very reasonable price and very, very informative too. So thank you much.
I am glad you enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing it for you.
No, thank you very much.
So do you have any specific questions for us tonight? Something special?
No. Nothing special. Oh, well, seriously, the first time I was like, well, is there any questions? No, I have nothing special, actually. So, maybe I do, actually, not for me, but were there stars lined up or were there planets lined up this month? Like last month we had those other stars line up, but or celestial objects, but anything affecting Taurus this month? Maybe or next month, like May?
Well, Mars tonight is dead on your Venus. So you're feeling very joyous today, I would guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Relationship.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Why, to talk it up, find out more, investigate the matter, intuit everything. I get it.
Oh.
It's nice. Sweet. See, all the planets are trekking through Taurus now. Sun's there, Mars there, Mercury. The Taurus energy is very powerful right now, and it is the fixed Earth sign that's ruled by Venus, the goddess of love. But it gives it substance, and it gives it the material energy of being actual rather than theoretical, see?
Mm.
And that's what you're feeling.
Okay.
I love it when that happens.
I know. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now. So, just to see what the stars are doing or planets are doing.
Love is grand, but your security can be threatened because of what you've learned in your past.
That's right.
You have like a T-square going to your 8th house right now with the North Node. And so because of that, you're really trying to navigate in the dark. I want to say with a walking stick and a flashlight, right?
Yeah.
That's what I get psychically. That's just... can't pull that out of the chart, but that's how it
feels
to me. But you know what? There's so many sustaining trines to your Venus right now. It is worth that journey. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do agree. And also, we have the Sun trining your Moon at this point in time. There's a lot of really nice trines that are going on that are making an easy flow of energy for you. So it's a really great time for you to feel, okay, which for 0 degrees, Mercury and Virgo, you usually think more than feel. But this really gives you a self-expression that really comes through nicely for you. And so I think this is a great time for you to really be at peace with yourself.
Hmm. I'll keep practicing. Thank you.
All right. Well, so glad you called in. It was a pleasure reading you.
It is great. I'll do that next time, probably later on in the year or so. We'll see what happens or if any astrological.
Wow, we're always there for you, and keep calling on Sunday and just keep us updated. We love to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Have a safe trip to wherever you're going next week. So
Massachusetts. Okay, well.
Massachusetts.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Jacqueline. Thanks, Everdette.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Such a darling. All right.
That's a wonderful thing that you got this week.
Say that again?
That's a wonderful thing that you got a full reading from him this week. You really got
it was good. I know. I had an opportunity to really look at the whole chart, you know, talk one-on-one and stuff like that. And like I said, a full half hour with either one of us individually can give you so much more information. And we are giving the 20% off if you know the passcode. And because sometimes you need a little more, and we know that, but we want to make it available, accessible, and genuine.
Awesome.
You ready
thing.
For the next one?
Okay.
Area code 720, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. This is Avatar. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well, just have a lot of questions.
Well, you only get one.
Okay.
And,
well,
how do you spell your name again? I'm sorry.
Ibbatar.
Such a unique and beautiful name. You should write a book.
I am writing a book.
I had a feeling you were.
Yeah.
Now, are you still living in Chicago?
No, I'm in Colorado.
I thought so. And which city?
Denver.
Denver. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot. I don't think I'm going to end up staying here, though. But, you know, yeah, I do like it.
So how's the book going?
It's, you know, I had put it on hold, and then I just started back up again. And it's very energizing and very healing and very, it's a very spiritual experience, writing
fabulous.
This book.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. So what was your main question?
My question is about all these planets. You know, we just had this grand trine, and we had the solar eclipse with Jupiter, and I just wanted to see how, you know, things are lining up in my chart with Jupiter and this grand trine and this eclipse, because it seemed to all be affecting my chart somehow.
We have to realize an eclipse is in effect for 6 months. It's in effect from eclipse to eclipse. Okay? So go ahead, Jacqueline.
I can't find her. So I'm
sorry.
I'm sorry.
Can I have... May 8th, 1953, 12:45 a.m., and she was born... Hold on. She was born in Chicago, Illinois, and now she lives in Denver, Colorado.
Okay. Thank you. I'm so sorry. I don't know where
to. So what's happening right now is when you have the eclipse, what happens is there's a shift in focus and energy. And you have a very powerful square about writing this book going on right now. Jupiter is sitting on your vertex, or your electric ascendant, in the Denver chart. Mars is kissing your sun, and Mercury is moving in on your Jupiter. This is all about really embracing the prosperity of your heart through something tangible, like a book, a publication, a lecture series, okay, seminars. So you're being called to your mission, and I'm sure, as psychic as you are, you're feeling this. Also,
yes,
Neptune is sitting on your moon right now, and your clairvoyance is, I want to say, not easy to handle. You can be picking up way too much from your environment on a day-to-day basis, are you?
That's always.
Well,
that's
it's more powerful now. You have to remember, Neptune hasn't been in Pisces for 165 years, so you have never felt this particular energy before, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can bring you up or bring you down, and so you really have to qualify how long you let certain individuals in your energy field. Doesn't mean you have to reject them. You have to take care of self.
Right.
Okay. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And that self this year, because I'm looking at your solar return to see what's going to happen for this next full year since you're so close to
it. Oh, good. Great.
The energy has already started to set in. And in Denver, Colorado, if you're going to be there for your birthday, I think it's an ideal place because, as she was talking about, you need to take that time for self. And it shows up here in your solar return chart that the place you need to be is your respite, is your home. I so agree with her that it's time in and out. This is a year where your profession is going to take off. I like the public speaking thing as well as the writing thing. There's some instant... aha moments this next year because Uranus is going to be in your third house. And the South Node is there in your solar return as well. And that means things that you've forgotten are going to be coming back to you in inspirational ways. And that writing is so important. It is trining the Jupiter in Leo right now. So it really gives you that balance to really spark that energy. And also in your solar return, you have both Mars in Taurus and Mercury in Gemini in your fifth house is that creativeness, that creative writing. You get a Capricorn moon, a Capricorn rising this year with the Capricorn moon conjunction and Pluto in that first house. So your career is taking off this year. It's really shifting and changing. And I understand because of the in conjunction between your Mercury and your moon that, you know, you're going to have a little bit of uncomfortableness with this and a little bit of unsteadiness with this. But the opposition from your Mercury is Saturn and Sagittarius, that quality of time out in the public, but not quantity of time. And so balancing your time in and out of the public is what's really going to make your profession take off. So don't spend too much time around a bunch of people. Go in and out, okay?
Yeah, I know how to do that. I know how to do the in and out.
Good.
We're
yeah,
so glad you called in, and
that.
I kept getting one word for you, prevail.
Okay.
It's just prevail, and that's what they keep saying, prevail. And that Capricorn energy that Jacqueline was just talking about, it's about being published. It's about your reputation.
Okay.
It's about people knowing your name
okay.
and who you are and what you're about. It is about setting you up for a 30-year cycle of success.
So that's for the whole next year, because my birthday is coming in a few days. So this
right.
is going to be for...
Right. This is
okay.
your year, babe. This is your year.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm on it.
All right. Well, keep us posted.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Many blessings. Bye.
Goodbye.
I love it. I love it when things unfold.
I was going to say, it's always amazing when you look at a chart and you can just see it just going in that one direction and saying, all you got to do is this, just do it, you know?
Wow. That's what I love about this art, science, what we do. It's like, wow.
It's great.
Okay. Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Hanging in there. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing well, thanks. Survived a hot, sunny day in South Florida, but everything's good.
Is it ever hot down here? It must have been 100 degrees with the humidity.
My car, and my car says it's 95 degrees right now.
Wow. I don't
95% humidity.
Yeah, but well, I have a job interview coming up on Friday, May 1st, and it's a job that I'm excited about, but I'm up against someone that has a lot of experience, and I was wondering if you could tell me how to get an edge, because I would really like to have this job. Anything
that
works.
Interview? What time's the
interview? 11:30 in the morning. 11:30 in the morning.
It's going to be in West Palm Beach?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay.
Let's see what we can shake down here. I always love talking to you. Beltane, May Day,
yeah.
Boy, that's an exciting day to have this interview going on. Ooh. Wow.
I hope that's a good oh wow.
Do.
It is.
About a natural camaraderie and communication in the interview to me. What do you think, Jacqueline? I mean, Venus is opposing his Mars, and then the moon is sitting on his Venus in his natal. It's like, they need to really like you, Charles. They just need to really like you.
Okay.
The word
not
I
brain
get
surgery.
The word I get is enthusiasm. Okay.
Yes.
With your Jupiter conjunct the ascendant at that point in time, it really is capable of showing your loving, nurturing, enthusiastic ability. You also have transiting Jupiter conjunct your Mercury, which even makes it more enthusiastic. So it's exciting about the benefits that you can bring and really having that beautiful camaraderie with them, showing your enthusiasm, that's really going to make it happen. I like it a lot.
Oh, good. Okay.
I do too.
Okay. What about do I have to worry about my competition?
Well, you should never worry about your competition.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Exactly right. We're on the same page with that, Jackson, aren't we?
What did you say? Would you say never worry about your competition?
No, because, you know, just want to beat your own record, and you want to show them that you want to beat your own record with them. That's all you have to worry about.
Okay. Okay, so
don't
be enthusiastic.
Don't worry about another taking away your gifts or your opportunity. No, this interview was presented to you as an opportunity. And you're
okay.
in this for a reason, and trust that process.
Okay. Jackie's always telling me to trust the process.
In your life as well as with them, okay, that you can make that difference because you put your heart into what you do, because you're sentient, because you do listen, because you have a great sense of organization, and you work well with others.
Okay. That's all true.
Promote your gifts and don't worry about the other person's gifts, because chances are both you and the person that you're interviewing opposite are both looking for good opportunities. This might not be theirs. This might be yours. And I would bless them and hope that they find their opportunity elsewhere.
That's a good idea. Okay.
Take the high road. There's less traffic, Charles.
Oh, good point. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it.
Keep us posted. Inquiring minds want to know.
Absolutely. We'll have to celebrate together, but separately.
Okay, well, we can do it virtually. We're in that world now.
Yes, we are. Okay, that sounds good to me.
All right, love. Have a
All right,
night.
Thank you. All right, you too. Bye.
You're such a trip.
He's a fun creature. Absolutely.
I mean, the people that we meet in this business, what a blessing. Ready for the next one? Area code 916, you're on the air.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Is it Andy?
Yes, this is Nancy.
Oh.
I never gave you any of my birth information.
Okay.
Hey, what's your birthday? I don't see you here.
No, you never, I never gave it to you, so should I give it to you now or should I just forget it?
We need it now.
When is your birthday?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, when's your birthday?
Okay, it's August 2nd, 1951, 10:05 p.m., and it's Los Angeles.
Now, do you still live there?
No, I live in Sacramento now.
Oh, okay. How long have you lived in Sacramento?
Oh, goodness, over 22 years.
Oh, you're practically a native now, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I have a restless spirit now. I'd love to move someday, but who knows?
And do you have a special question for us tonight?
Yes, I'm retired now, and I pretty much want to start over. I'm pretty excited about life now. I'm taking alternative healing classes and other kind of schooling, and I just wonder if you see that coming into fruition.
Oh, I think that is so to your benefit at this point in time. I have to say that because Jupiter is dead on your moon right now, and so your creative attributes are really bringing out. And because you have Italy, Mercury in Virgo and Venus in Virgo, and of course South Node in the middle of these two, in your sixth house, that health care thing and natural holistic healing is such a beautiful thing for you to do at this point in time. I do feel that next year when Jupiter is well into Virgo, that you're really going to see that spring forth, and you're really going to feel like you can take action as far as what you've learned at this point in time and really put that out in the world. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. Jupiter is going to go into Virgo on the 8th of August. It's there for a full year. And Jupiter is the gift bringer of the zodiac. It's going to go through your sixth house of work, service, and health. And then, within a year, it's going to pass over your Saturn. So I'm going to encourage you to establish your own practice at that point. Go out there, work with other people, commune with other people, get some experience. Within a year, you'll be working for yourself or be in partnership with one other person and really make a change happen in the world.
Great.
It looks very good. The timing here is exquisite, Nancy.
Yeah, I just feel drawn to it. So I was a nurse before, and now I just want to get into the alternative version.
And Chiron, the woman here, is going to be entering your first house in Pisces. And so not only are you going to be doing this alternatively, but your psychic energy is going to be so tuned in. You're going to surprise yourself by the impressions that you get. It's going to be pretty marvelous.
Oh, great. That was another thing I was interested in, was psychic development.
This is the time to do that, honey.
Okay.
Allow yourself to rest on the other person's health issues. Now, sure, as a nurse, I know I was in the medical field for 21 years. You have very little time to spend with each person. But in your own practice, you have that time now. So what's going to happen is that's going to be honored. So you're going to be able to get into their energy field. You're going to be able to feel them. You're going to be able to use all your psychic stuff with what you're studying together within a year. I mean, it's just going to fall together. And I can't tell you the moment it's going to happen, but one day over the next year between this August and next, you're just going to say, there it is. I got it. There it is.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
I'm excited for you. Can you tell?
Well, thank you very much, ladies.
Well, you're welcome, and you have a stellar night. Keep us posted, okay?
I sure will.
Okay. Jack, we have about 7 minutes left, and there's one person that's been holding on for a little while. Do you want to snag them?
Oh, yes. Let's do one more.
Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, this is my first time calling.
Hi, your name is?
My name is Tanika.
Oh, I know you. I know you.
You do?
I think I do. When's your birthday?
This is my first time calling in.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I think this is my first time, but if you remember me, okay. It's September 3rd, 19th. September
3rd, 1978.
And what time were you born?
I've always heard early in the morning, like around 7 a.m. or after 7.
And what city were you born in?
In Kingston, Jamaica.
Ah.
And where do you live now?
In Long Island, New York.
Say that again. Which city?
Long Island in Huntington, New York.
Oh, Huntington. Okay. All right, let's take a look.
And you had a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what's coming up for me. I've gone through a lot this year. Haven't had luck with love, and it's someone I still love, and I'm hoping that we get back together. And just overall, my life just went through a lot this year. I just came from an operation. I'm okay now, so I'm just hoping that my life finally gets better and love and everything happens and all of that. Just wondering what's coming up.
What's the birth date of this?
Fair.
His birthday. We broke up in August, but his birthday is 6/11/83.
And do you know what time he was born?
No, not sure.
That's okay. And what city was he born in?
I believe in Rocky Point, New York.
Excuse me?
I believe Rocky Point, New York.
Taking a look.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't spoken to him. I still have feelings for him, but it's just overall, like, I just would like my life to just kind of finally start finally anyway.
Okay. Well, let's take a look and see what the potentials are here.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
I've been going through a lot, boy, I'll tell you, girl.
Yeah, I just went through neurological surgery, and then with him I went through a lot. It's just been, it's been a lot. But I'm positive.
You know, and I don't mean to be harsh about this. I mean, there is a certain amount of attraction between the two of you, but, you know, this is a challenging relationship. I think you could really find something that's a little bit more stabilizing for you than this particular individual. And, here again, I think that he was really here to teach you about self-love and about not sacrificing yourself for others, because you're such a wonderful, beautiful soul. And you have this sacrificial way of really, when it comes to relationships, you give them all without getting back what you need. And here with him, he definitely taught you to look within your personal values and beliefs and see really what, stand for who you are and what you are, okay? You have been going through a challenging time, like Aphrodite said, but it's also an empowering time to really take and really find yourself and what is best for you, okay? Because you're a one-to-one relationship girl and you're a perfectionist, okay? You tend to take responsibility for their faults as well as your own. So you have to be very careful about that, and you have to have a soul that's going to work with you on that as far as what's best in a relationship for both of you two. It has to be an equal partnership. They have to be just as sensitive as you are. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I don't think this relationship is over. The difficult thing about the relationship right now, I think, is because you've been going through so many changes. And Saturn is retrograde right now in Sag, sitting on his Jupiter. Venus is sitting on his Mars. Has he been in contact with you?
No, I haven't spoken to him since August. I don't know what the future holds, but inside,
well,
I don't feel like it's over either.
You're feeling that he's thinking about you, and he's feeling you're thinking about him.
Oh, the whole
year. The problem
year.
With the chart, which Jacqueline pointed out, you have a lot of Virgo, he has a lot of Gemini. You're both ruled by Mercury, but Gemini gathers together the information. Virgo says, make the point, draw the conclusion, get the work done, right?
Right. Yeah.
So if you can express your solar fire and your personality plans through your career, the heart of this relationship is good. But to try and work together, that would never work out. You'd have to have different professions and choose territory if you were together. But I can see why the relationship came together. I can see the crazy glue because there's a bunch of conjunctions that are pretty disarming. So you have not made a mistake, okay? But Saturn doesn't turn in the heavens until the 2nd of August, okay? So between now and the 2nd of August, I think it's a good time to rest on this. But okay. I don't think it's completely over. I think you're going to end up having some dialogue and maybe creating a new understanding.
Yeah.
Do I think he's the perfect mate for you, like Jacqueline? No. Do I understand why you miss him and you want him to be part of your life? Absolutely. Okay?
Yeah.
So no, it may not be like the ideal mate for a lifetime together, but there's certain things that are unresolved here that have to be addressed, and I know that too.
I don't know what they are, but I feel that too, but I have no idea what they
could
be.
It's just closure. It's just the understanding without animosity that you seek. And that's very wise of you. So you have Saturn very close to your sun. So you want to do things the right way. You want to stand on your reputation. You want to deliver what you've promised. And you expect others to do the same. And if they can't, it's going to be very disheartening for you.
Yeah.
So know that you do need someone that's extremely dedicated in a relationship with yourself. But first, as Jacqueline pointed out, dedicate yourself to you. Okay.
And that's the whole point. And that's what I feel you need to look at as far as this closure is concerned, is taking your own power back.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I've kind of gone through that this year. I mean, I had two nervous breakdowns when we broke up. Drew, I give everything. Last summer I went crazy when we broke up. I was in the hospital twice, and then this whole year has been about me kind of going in a cocoon and learning to say, nope, I don't want that, actually. This is not good for me, actually. And because I do give my all, but I do still love him. We had, like, a really profound connection. And I, for some reason, don't feel like it's over. Like,
well, when you come out of your cocoon and you're ready to fly and you have your wings back and you really can fly, take another look at it. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. We're so glad you called in tonight. And keep us posted, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thank you. Thank you.
That is such an intense chart. Ugh. There's so much going on in
there. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're off the air, I guess. But anyways, there's probably still people listening. So let them know where they can find us.
Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. And how about you, Aphrodite?
You can call me at 540-400-0110.
Okay. Have a good week.
Have a good week. And Jacqueline will be orchestrating the show next week because I'll be traveling.
We'll see you next week.
God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Good night.